A new report from the UC Berkeley Labor Center finds that if Uber, and Lyft had classified their drivers as employees, they would have paid over $400 million into California's unemployment insurance fund over the last 5 years. The report comes as the attorney general is suing both companies for classifying their drivers as independent contractors. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Ken Jacobs, chair of the UC Berkeley Labor Center and co-author of The Brief. Thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you.
So what does it mean for the state and the rest of us that Uber and Lyft did not pay in to the unemployment insurance fund?
Well, it means that the cost of assisting drivers is being borne by the drivers themselves and by the U.S. taxpayers. That the companies have long argued and that benefits like unemployment insurance weren't necessary to drivers because they could just drive whenever they wanted. The recent events have really shown how false that is. And despite various rulings against them over the years, the companies continued to classify workers as independent contractors and didn't pay into the unemployment insurance fund, didn't provide workers' compensation, paid sick leave, all benefits that have been proven to be extremely important during this pandemic.
And, Professor, correct me if I'm wrong, but the Department of Labor Standards has ruled against them, has it not?
It has. As early as 2015, in individual cases, they have said they've held the companies liable for failing to pay the minimum wage, and the Employment Development Department in unemployment insurance cases have said drivers are eligible for unemployment insurance. The companies settle each case and then have continued to violate the law.
Are there any federal benefits that these drivers can apply for?
Well, they can apply for the pandemic unemployment assistance, which you can get if you are an independent contractor. The problem is we estimate about 3/4 of them will not be eligible for the pandemic for PUA because they have other jobs that make them eligible for unemployment insurance, and the two are mutually exclusive, which means their driving income would not be counted in the benefits they receive from unemployment insurance. So the best way they're going to get the most benefits is to get traditional unemployment. And already we have seen a number of cases now where the state has ruled that those drivers should get that traditional unemployment insurance.
A final quick question for you, and that is, in introducing you, I mentioned the Attorney General is suing both companies for classifying drivers as independent contractors. Can you do you have any perspective on how your study will play into that lawsuit?
Well, I think our study is just one aspect of how much they could potentially owe in back pay and back benefits and, you know, not having reimbursed drivers' expenses over all these years. So this is just one element of the potential liability for the companies.
Ken Jacobs, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Mr. Jacobs, the chair of the UC Berkeley Labor Center and co-author of the study that has shown that if Uber and Lyft had classified their drivers as employees, they would have paid more than $400 million into California's unemployment insurance fund.